Turn, if you will, in your Bibles this morning to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Love this passage of Scripture, verse 7. Title of this message this morning, How to Be an A-Plus Dad. How to Be an A-Plus Dad. It's Father's Day, and I'm wondering how many of us feel today like we are an A-plus dad, a successful father, a father that leads his family and teaches his family in the ways of God. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. This passage of Scripture says this, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as a weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for watching over us and blessing us. I thank you this morning that we have a lot of fathers here. Lord, I pray today that you will bless each and every one of them as they lead their families. And today, may you show them how they can be an A-plus dad. And God, we'll give you all the praise, for it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. I have never come across a home where the father was leading in the will of God. He was trusting God with all his heart to be the right kind of husband, to raise his wife and children, to follow after God, that his children and wife did not follow him. You see, when you are a father and you're doing the will of God, when you're living the life that God has called you to live and to be in your home, I believe your children and your wife will look up to you as a godly man in Christ and follow your every move. There might be some that have led and their children have not followed, but I don't know of any. You see, a lot today we hear about being a good role model. And, you know, I think we ought to have a T-shirt. I see some shirts that says, best father or best husband or best father in the world, the greatest dad or whatever. But I see a lot of children wearing Ranger jerseys with different Rangers names on the back. They're role model. And we ought to be their role model as a father. They won't get that role model anymore at school. They will not get it from the television. They will not get it from our nation or our peers. They will get that role model from you. They follow after what you do. I was very fortunate to have a mother and dad that loved God, that followed God, that not only got up on Sunday morning and went to church, made sure his children were at church. Not only did we go Sunday morning and Sunday night, we went Wednesday night and any other time that the church doors were open to hear God's word. I said Wednesday night. I didn't go to be entertained on Wednesday night. I went and sat with my father inside that church. A lot of times I sat on the back, but it didn't take too many whippings that I moved up to the front. You see, when I sat on the back by myself, I was usually just like any other rowdy kid. We would play different games with the song books. We'd write notes and stuff like that. And my father happened to be music director there. And every time he saw us move over to pass a note, or every time he saw our lips moving and we weren't singing, that simply meant when we got home, we were going to get a whipping. I could always tell when I was going to get a whipping because Dad never said nothing to us on the way home. If he didn't say nothing, that meant we were in trouble. And I knew that.
But you know what? I love him, and I still love him today, even though he's gone to be with God, because he was the type of father that set a godly example for us to follow after in our life. And I believe this passage of scripture shows you how to be a father following after God. How to be an A-plus dad. Look at what it says. It says, husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding. That simply tells me, husbands, love your wife. Over in the book of Ephesians, I read this a lot of times when we're having a wedding for our these newlyweds. I will sit down and I will counsel them. In 5:25, it says, husbands, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Husbands, if you want to be an A-plus dad, you want to get an A-plus on your report card, love your wife. That word dwell simply means to make a home with them. That word dwell says more than just a place to stay. It speaks of intimacy in the marriage. Remember when Jesus Christ was about to leave his disciples? They were wondering, what are they going to do? And he says, don't worry. I will leave with you a comforter, and he shall dwell with you. He's going to be with you. One of the most intimate relationships we can have is to have our Lord and Savior living right here in our life. Not some of the time, he says. He's there all of the time. He's there in the good days and the bad days. He's there when trouble comes in our life. Jesus Christ is always there. He's there showing us. He's there guiding us in the presence of the Spirit. Every human heart craves to have a togetherness in that life. And you know what? A wife and a husband ought to dwell together where they have a craving for each other in their life. As God has provided this in a marriage where a man and woman, the Bible says, are to become one flesh, and they shall abide with each other. They shall dwell with each other. And Ephesians says, husbands, love your wife. If you want to be an A-plus dad, you've got to love your wife. You've got to love her with all your heart. Even the most intimate part of our lives. And it goes far beyond just a physical intimacy. It's a part of our total being, of our dwelling together with each one. And the greatest thing you can do for your children today, fathers, is to love your wife. Let them know that you love your wife. You see, you love their mother. You treat her, the Bible says. You lead her in the right directions in life. And it's also more than just physical, it's a verbal togetherness. You see, a marriage takes commitment and it takes communication, where if you're going to be successful, you've got to talk, you've got to communicate with your wife. One of the greatest problems today in our society is in our marriages is a husband and wife do not communicate. Have you ever thought about it? We're so busy going. We're so busy running from one place to the other. We get up in the morning, and I know some of you get up in the morning at 4 o'clock in the morning or earlier. You rise, you get up for your wife or for your children, and you take off to work. And when you get home, you come in and you sit down and you're tired, and all you want to do is go to bed because tomorrow comes. And you've got to go through that same routine. And there's a lack of communication there. A lot of times, the husband don't know what the wife and the children are doing. And the children and the wife don't know what the husband's doing. They're just running to and fro. And a marriage means you've got to have a verbal togetherness to know what you're doing in your homes. Now, if you have that in your home where you communicate with each other, praise God. And then also there must be an emotional intimacy in our life. Now, listen, when we talk about emotions, men don't like that, do we? You don't like to show your emotions. You like to be that tough, macho type guy that always got control of all of his feelings and all of his heart. And, you know, emotional feelings and a husband and a wife, you need to sit down sometimes. She needs to know that you really care sometimes, emotionally that you care. And you need to tear down those walls that we build up. You know, I've seen my dad cry. I've seen my dad hurt. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've seen my mother years ago, I've seen mother and father cry together over one of their children, cry together over some of the problems in life. But they shared those moments together when they could just let down the walls of life and say, yes, we hurt emotionally sometimes, but oh, we're sticking together. And they stuck together in prayer. And then there's that spiritual intimacy where we come to church and we worship together, where we at home, we pray together. We share those moments together in life. You need that kind of relationship, men, with your wife, so that you're not afraid to tell her how you feel, where you're not afraid to communicate with her. And there's spiritually where we pray together. I've heard women say, you know, I wish my husband would sit down and pray with me. That's important to a woman. Why don't men like to sit down and pray? Well, you see, you know, when we sit down and pray, that goes against our nature, doesn't it? Most men are private. We like to keep our lives private. And praying, when you start praying, what happens? You just share your inmost private life with God. And when we pray with our wives and pray with our children, it's kind of like taking the roof off of our life and letting them see in the inmost parts of our heart. And we're afraid sometimes to do that. But oh, if we can learn to pray with each other, if we can learn to communicate with each other, if we can do that kind of thing where we understand our relationship and our lives together, that's communication. Not only with each other, but with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you sit out and pray with someone, you're saying, look, I recognize you as an important part spiritually in my life. And oh, that draws a family together. I recognize the gifts that God has given you in your heart. That's when you pray together. And God is not only my God, but He's our God. And He works in our lives. I was glad that I had a father that wasn't as scared to pray. He prayed every morning for his children. He prayed at night. And I wasn't afraid that did not love us, because I heard him praying many times for his children to follow after God. And you see, those words, even though sometimes we say, oh, you know, that's not important. Let me tell you something, men, when you pray and that son or daughter hears you praying for her, one day when they're out there on their own in that time of making decisions, God will let them recall that you prayed for them. Oh, I can remember those days. Husbands, love your wife. Let her into your life, the Bible says. That's, I think, the first rule of being a plus dad, to dwell with them, love them, share with them, pray together with them. Now ask yourself, men, how are you doing? Got a B plus or C? I hope none of us here have D's, but I hope a lot of us have A plus in our column. Love your wife. The second thing it says, a little, man, now you can love your wife, but this second point here is a little bit harder. It says, understand. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? Be understanding of your wife. Most husbands, I'd say, in here today are probably good husbands, but most of us are not really understanding, are we? We're not all that understanding sometimes, and the reason is we don't take time to understand. We don't understand, or we don't take time to gain that knowledge of understanding about our wives. But it says, husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding. Now, I want to tell you something. I know some of you men, when you go out there and you buy you a pickup, you want to understand that pickup, don't you? I like that commercial about that guy. He comes out and puts his golf clubs in the back of the car, and he says, his wife's coming around with the baby, and he's saying, oh, I got to take good care of you. He's strapping those things in that cart, and he said, how did you get so dirty? And he's talking to his crazy golf clubs. That's how we are, aren't we? Man, we'll take a truck, we'll open up the owner's manual, and we figure out everything about that car. We want to know all about it. We want to understand how it works. But we don't take 10 minutes a day to understand our wives. We go out and buy a gun or something. I'm crazy about buying guns. I want to understand that thing. I want to know all about it. I take good care of it. But we don't understand our wives, do we? Man, we find out all the little gadgets about our automobiles and everything else we buy. But the Bible says, understand your wife and dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, we all know that we're different, aren't we? Husbands and wives, men and women are different. The Lord made us that way. You know, that's good. I'm glad we're different. Jack Taylor wrote a book, and the title of that book was Men and Women Are Equal, But Not Identical. Equal, but not identical. Today, we're all trying to gain equality. Well, you've already got that. You've got equality in Christ Jesus. Men and women are equal in Christ Jesus. We're one flesh, the Bible says. But you know what? We are different in our lives. Husbands, your wife is different from you. You think different, you act different. Women, you know, God created women with a womanness and a male with maleness, if that's understandable. The male, you know what, I watch a lot of men. They're initiators. They want to initiate everything. They want to get going about something. And the female, well, females are more like responders, you know. They respond to things. And it's very obvious that God gave the man the leadership traits and the women the responder traits. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way I believe God created us. But we are equal. See, a woman, she desires to have a relationship in her heart. And she desires to have a home. She desires to have a husband that will step up and lead in the family. I don't know too many women that want to be leaders in their family. I know some that the husbands won't lead, so they have to lead. But if you want to be a husband, the Bible says you've got to understand and lead your wife. To lead your family in the right directions. And I'm not a male chauvinist. I'm just biblically correct. God says that's the difference in man and woman, and that's the basic needs of a woman. God has given them that role. And men are to be leaders in their home, and to doers in their home. Men are to take pride in their family and pride in their home. Men are to be a protector of their home. Men are to be providers of their home. And I believe if you're going to be an A-plus dad, and you will lead, and you will provide, and you will love your wife, then as it says over in Ephesians, she wouldn't have any problem submitting to your leadership. Amen. It says, wives, submit yourself unto your husband as is fit unto the Lord. But men, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I believe a man is to get out and earn the bread and be that provider and protector. That's a great fulfillment in a man's life to know that he can provide for his family. And that need in that woman's life is to be have a right relationship with her husband so that that home can be a home for her children, where her children can grow up and learn and have that great godly relationship. And you know what? That's a kind of home God wants you to have. He wants to challenge you with that kind of home in the Word of God. Now, an A-plus father is to love his wife and understand his wife. Now, let me ask you a question. How are you doing? How are you doing with that today? Are you loving? Are you leading your wife? Understanding her. And then look what it says. Giving honor to the wife. Giving honor to the wife. Men, you've not only got to dwell with your wife with understanding, the Bible says we need to this morning give honor to the wife. Now, how do you honor your wife? Well, that is a decision you've got to make every day. You got to make that every day, folks. I hear men all the time say, "My old lady, that ain't honor. You don't call your wife your old lady. You honor her as your wife. She deserves that." You know, she deserves that honor. Honor is a decision that you make to place a high value on something. And that high value, the Bible says, is to be upon your wife. Her worth. Man, what is she worth? She's that, besides Jesus Christ, I believe she's that pearl of great price. Man, she's worth it all. She's important as a person in that family, you see. And you're supposed to honor her. You honor her in front of her. You honor her in front of her friends. You honor her in front of your children, that she may dwell with you. And it's a decision we make as viewing her as priceless, that priceless gift that God has given her, and putting that in a position of worth and high respect. Honor your wife. I believe we need to give that to our wives if we're going to be an A-plus father today. We've got to give that paycheck, so to speak, paycheck of appreciation to our wives. Now, how are you doing? Not only that, we're to praise her. Give her that praise in our life. Thank God. I know a lot of you. I know a lot of you wives. Guys, she deserves a lot of praise. They leave a lot of appreciation in their life. Give her the praise that God says give her. Have you ever, I read this in an article a long time ago, and I went back in my messages and I found this article. It says, have you ever considered what your wife does? I think if you'll listen just for a moment and see what your wife does, then you'll praise her and view her as priceless and give her appreciation. It says, she's a meal planner, a nurse, a counselor, a policeman, a judge, and an executioner. She's a financial planner, a teacher, a clother, a cook, a maid, a cheerleader, administrator, interior decorator, chauffeur, confidant, companion, partner, encourager, hostess, entertainer, volunteer, friend. You better praise her and give her honor, the Bible says. Man, have you ever just paused to stop and think about what a wife does every single day? All of those things. And we come in sometimes and we think, well, we've been in a hard day, and she hasn't. You're kidding yourself. Let her go to work one day and you stay home with all the kids. You take home all the housework. You see? Give her love. Give her understanding. And give her honor. And then look what it says. As to the weaker vessel, share with her the Bible. The Bible says, as the weaker vessel. You see, not weaker in mind, but weaker physically. Not weaker spiritually, certainly not. I know most of the families today, and in most families, the wife is the spiritual leader. It shouldn't be that way. Men are supposed to be the spiritual leader, but the wife has to take that role because we're so busy doing our things. But give her due. In every area in a marriage is to be shared together. So the man said, well, you know, I go out and make all the money, and I come in, I like to sit down and relax and not do anything. And I heard the wife say, yes, but the biggest part of the mess is yours. And that's true. I know if you follow around after me, I make a big mess. My wife's been working on me for years to pick it up, clean it up. She finally got around to doing some of that. And then it says, deal with her gently. Deal with her gently. I've never understood this weaker vessel. They outlive us. They control us. And they usually get what they want. But the Bible says they're the weaker vessel. And I can't argue with the Bible. The Bible's always right. God's word is right. And the Bible uses that word, weaker vessel. But when it says weaker vessel, you know what it's talking about? It means more fragile, more delicate, like a flower. You know, silk is probably the most delicate item, but it's a lot more delicate than denim blue jeans. But I tell you what, it's more valuable, isn't it? It's a whole lot more valuable. Now, a woman, the Bible says her life is fragile. It's delicate. Doesn't mean she's worth less. It means she's worth more. More valuable. Now, emotionally and physically, I believe certainly that many times the wives are weaker, but not spiritually. You know, God has also made us that way, that when we're dealing with something, we usually just go right at it and deal with it. A lot of times the women deal with something and they deal with it a whole lot more tenderly. I learned that growing up. I'd a whole lot rather my mother spank me than my daddy. She dealt with me more tenderly than he did. But you know, sometimes when we as men are not sensitive, when we as men are not understanding of our wives, we deal sometimes with the problems at hand insensitively. And we find a fault with our wife. And none of us are perfect. But the Bible says, deal with her gently as the weaker vessel. Watch what you say, men. Watch the words that you speak. You're not dealing with a 200-pound brute at work. You're dealing with your wife. And remember, love your wife. Understand your wife. Honor your wife. read this to a newly couple. You know, when we're newly married, love is blind. You know, we've heard that. How many of you have heard love is blind? Yeah, we've all heard that. It also said out there, marriage is the eye opener. Some of y'all will catch that in just a minute. Love is blind, but marriage is the eye opener. And you better have compassion for one another. Now, fathers, before I close, let me just remind you of this one verse. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to your wife as the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life. And listen to this passage, that your prayers may not be hindered. You see, I believe when you are the type father, type husband that the Bible wants you to be, and you deal with your wife, and you have that togetherness with your wife, that your children will not only see that, but they will follow, and your prayers will be heard by God. And He will bless your home. So to be an A-plus father, we've got to love our wife, be understanding of them, give them honor, share with her, deal with her in gentleness, and God will hear your prayers from heaven and bless your home. And your children will rise up one day and call you blessed. Oh, friends, are you this morning an A-plus dad? If you are not, it starts off with God. If you've never received God into your life, what I've just talked about, you don't understand. But if you have God in your heart and you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are going to want to honor God's word in your life. You're going to want to understand your wife. You're going to want to praise her and give her honor. You're going to want to pray together and love each other, as the Bible says. But it all starts with God. It all starts with coming to Jesus Christ and recognizing Him as the center of your marriage, the center of your home. And if Christ is not in the center of your life, then you can't be an A-plus dad. You've got to have Christ first. The Bible says, God wished that none should perish, but all should come to eternal life. He wants you to come to Him this morning. He wants you to give your life to Him. Would you do that? Some of you are here and you may say, well, you know, my wife is a spiritual leader. But today, Father's Day, I want Christ to make me the center of our home and the leader in our home. Would you do that? Would you come to Christ recognizing that you need Him? Maybe you're here today and you've already given your life to God, and that's great, but you haven't honored your wife. You have failed. You seem to fail down to a B or a C, and you want to be A plus. You want to be the best. Would you come and just say, Lord, I realize I haven't been the leader I need to be in our family, but today with your help, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to let you guide my life that I might be the type of father, the type of husband that I need to be. And make that commitment to Him to be that, and He will bless your life. Maybe you're here today and you're looking for a church home, and this is the place God has led you. Would you come and join in with this fellowship? Whatever decision you make, let us make it right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your blessings you give us on this wonderful Father's Day. And all these men who come today with their wives and their children.